You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I don't want bulls in the soybean pit to get overexcited just yet, but they finally have a talking point, don't they?
They do. They do. It looks like certainly interesting activity going on, or not going on, as the case may be, in parts of Brazil and Argentina. The issue at the moment really should be focused on Argentina's corn country, though. I think the soybean players are going to have to just wait a little while longer. Typical of La Nina events, we usually have a little bit of a moisture shortage problem in Argentina for their early corn and sunseed crops, and that's exactly what's happening right now. We are running very short on topsoil moisture and marginally adequate to short on subsoil moisture right in the heart of the most important corn production region in Argentina. They are actually still planting some of the late crop, but the crop that was planted earlier in the season is stressed and is in a position where it could lose yield potential if this lasts much longer. The one thing that's missing in Argentina right now is heat. The temperatures are actually a little bit cooler than usual across the majority of the production region, and the temperatures will gradually warm up as we move forward to the weekend and on into early next week. There is one rain opportunity for Argentina. It occurs a week from now, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and if it doesn't perform well, the stress in Argentina will become far more significant.
You mentioned it might take a little longer to cook in Brazil, and that means what? No rain coming on for a week or more?
Yeah, we need to avoid precipitation for a while yet longer. We keep getting fairly dry in parts of western and southern Brazil, and then it rains again. And in that kind of a scenario, you end up with a fairly good-looking crop, and I think that's the case right now. Even though we've had some pockets of dryness, the crop is doing really quite well, with a few exceptions. And as we go forward through the coming week, we will see net drying conditions occurring in places like southwestern Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, as well as Paraná and neighboring areas of Paraguay. All these are soybean producers as well as some corn-producing regions, and they will see a firming of the soil again. But they have to miss out on the rain event that's coming up for next week in order to really get into a mode where we could do some harm to production potentials. With that said, we have lost a little yield because of problems that occurred earlier with the delay in seasonal rains arriving. But so far, that loss is not all that impressive.
We got about 30, 40 seconds left. A quick one. Is La Nina going to strengthen over the next 30 days?
Yes, La Nina will strengthen. And as it does, it will have more traditional influences on South America and North America, and we'll probably start seeing some greater bouts of cold air coming into the northern parts of the U.S. plains and eventually into the eastern part of the country. But we're probably going to have to wait until January before it comes becomes a really significant event.
Thank you much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that's today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free agricultural e-newsletter. You can do that at our website, willag.org. That's willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.